Well, we have a homeless problem in Los Angeles. We want to help the homeless. Everyone should be in housing and getting help. And Flyaway Homes, they are working on providing housing for the homeless. And they kind of are visionaries in the way that they are going to do this. So we're joined by Kevin Harai. He is the COO of Flyaway Homes and also works with Bella Vista Properties. Lori Meister is also with us. She's with Stephen Jones Development Company, the CEO and president, and she's Harvard educated and involved in previous real estate development and in nonprofits too, like Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. You're very involved in the nonprofit world. So I'll let you guys explain this. Flyaway Homes, the concept is amazing. And so, Kevin, do you want to start and talk to us about exactly what this is?
Sure. So Flyaway Homes was founded with the principle that the only way to create housing sustainably for the homeless is mm-hmm. to do it on a for-profit basis. Mm-hmm. And so our organization is the Stephen Jones and Lori Meister both come from the People Concern board, or Stephen has been a member of the board for the past 15 years. And I've been a part of a committee, a permanent supportive housing committee within OPCC. Uh-huh. And it's been our goal to try to figure out how to provide this housing.
The People Concern is the name of the nonprofit also that you're working with.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We're affiliated with, by way of Stephen being a board member for the past 15 years mm-hmm. and the chair of the permanent supportive housing within the organization. And I was brought in as a committee member of the permanent supportive housing committee. So that's sort of our affiliation with the agency. We're working as a team. And yes, my company is Bella Vista Property Management mm-hmm. and it's Stephen Jones Development Company. But we've been working as a committee along with additional individuals thinking about how we can address this issue. But Flyaway Homes itself, the principals are from Stephen Jones Development and Bella Vista.
And you're working with Growth Point Structures too?
Correct. Okay. Yes, they've been one of our best partners in this effort. They build multifamily structures, which is relatively new, multifamily structures out of modular shipping containers.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. a really sort of new concept, and mastering, you know, the thermal envelope where you can, you know, keep the heat in and, you know, keep elements out has been the challenge. And they've sort of come up with their own proprietary way to do this, which is really exciting. We're making the use better than it was as just a shipping container. We're turning it into housing mm-hmm. That can function for our particular use to house our clientele who are experiencing homelessness.
Right. And Lori, so do you want to talk about the containers, how this works? So it's shipping containers. They've already been turning them into classrooms.
Right. So Growth Point has been in business for 4 or 5 years at this point. Right now, their factory is in Silver Lake, but they're actually in the process of opening a new factory uh-huh. down in Carson. So they buy the shipping containers uh-huh. from the port of Long Beach or San Pedro. There are about 4 million unused shipping containers down there. So a terrible problem, environmental
right.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another benefit of this. And then they take them to their factory and they put in all of the infrastructure mm-hmm. that you would need. So they build the bathrooms and the kitchens and do all the insulation and work that Kevin talked about. And when they're done, they shrink wrap them, put them on a flatbed truck, and then bring them over to our site where we've already done all the foundation work, mm-hmm. done all the grading, prepared the site to be ready for the units. They crane them in place in about 3 days, and then it takes them another couple of months to do all the final connections, put in the stairs, the elevator. But it happens in a very short period of time, which is one thing that's really compelling about this module. If we were to do typical construction, it would probably take a year or a year and a half mm-hmm. to build a project this size. And we are going to have ours done in 6 months from
wow.
beginning to end.
Yeah, so the project is shorter and it's environmentally a good thing because you're getting these shipping containers off the docks and you can turn them into the units. So they're put together in units and you'll have things like, you know, your appliances in there, bedrooms, right?
Yep.
How big are the units, say for, you know, a single family, a homeless family?
Yeah, so we are looking at a cohabitation model for permanent supportive housing, mm-hmm. where we'll have units that are 800 square feet mm-hmm. that will house four people. Mm-hmm. So they'll, each person will have their own bedroom, and then they'll share a bathroom, a kitchen area, a living space, and a dining area. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, we're so lucky living in Southern California, so we want to take advantage of the beautiful outdoor space that we have. Mm-hmm. So there's a beautifully landscaped lot area with meeting space and outdoor barbecues. Many of our clients have comfort animals, so mm-hmm. there's a dog run, a community vegetable garden. So it'll be a real nice place for the clients, both inside and out.
Mm-hmm. You know, you haven't had resources, and now you have your basic living needs are taken care of, and then you can start working on other things. Because
exactly.
if you don't have that taken care of, then job training and everything else is so much more difficult. So the units are, they're not government funded. This is like a private investment, right, Kevin? So this works so that there are private investors, or there's a way to profit, these become profitable?
The concept is, you know, we recognize within the Permanent Supportive Housing Committee, we realize that one of the main challenges is funding these mm-hmm. types of projects.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
so the typical model for the past several decades to build affordable housing has been to go out and secure tax credits and government mm-hmm. funding, some forms of donations, and to use those funds to then build this product. But up until recently, basically, that has been the only way to do it. And we figure that because it's so cumbersome to do that, that's really what's been stifling the development of this type of product. And so we thought, okay, let's not tie ourselves to government funding, because there are essentially catches, right, when you take that
sure.
type of funding.
Yeah.
And so we decided, let's look at a private model, because we're not regulated. We're not over-regulated like we might be if we took certain forms of financing. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of where this whole private model comes into play, and why we decided that that was maybe a better way to go. And as it turns out, it's been, so far, we've had a pretty good reception from our, you know, close investors and friends, with the idea that, you know, hopefully down the line, after this concept is proven, that there will be additional investment and investor sources that would mm-hmm. be interested in investing. We call it social impact equity.
Mm-hmm.
That was Stephen Jones's coined that term. And it's basically, it's a form of equity. So as opposed to a donation, it's an investment, and you can earn a modest return on that investment, and at the same time, give the benefit of housing this population that we're talking about.
And do you have an idea of where you're building the first project, or?
Sure. I mean, yes. So we have this site selected, mm-hmm. as Lori had mentioned. It's in the Westmont area, essentially the 110 and the 105, to give you an idea of geography. This would be our pilot project. And with this project, we're hoping to, you know, show the city that this is a viable model. And, you know, then the thought is, we would love to do these communities, you know, where they're needed, really. And what that entails is basically figuring out, you know, where these communities would best fit. In other words, we don't want to just put all of these communities and, you know, cluster them around where our pilot project is. We want to really work with the city, and mm-hmm. they've even maybe suggested that, you know, we can look at putting these communities where they're needed the most, essentially.
This helps the neighborhoods where there are large population of homeless people. And then the city's excited because this is a social investment type of project, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Flyway Homes. Where did the name come from?
I'll let Lori answer
yeah.
that one, because it's really Stephen Jones came up with that term.
Mm-hmm. He recollects that back in the 60s, he grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, uh-huh. that there was some program that talked about people finally finding a place that was a sanctuary. And so that's why we found the name so compelling, mm-hmm. because life for a person on the streets is really dismal. And I don't think that we can really imagine what it's like to live that kind of an existence on a day-to-day basis. And so the idea is that by having a home, a roof over your head, a bed to sleep in, that that has just given them a new start to their life. So that was our inspiration for the name, that our clients can fly away home mm-hmm. and have a place where they can live and rebuild their lives.
Yeah. The support is coming from the people concern.
So that's a really, really important component uh-huh. of this. The people concern actually has a housing program mm-hmm. where their clients come from the street and go into a shelter and are stabilized, make sure they're on their medication and evaluated to make sure that they can live independently mm-hmm. and then placed in one of these units. And then once they move in, they're given the support services that they need right. to stay housed. And that's really a critical element. So our project has a community room with a kitchen area and laundry facilities and a separate meeting room where they can have one-on-one counseling. So that's a very important part of these projects as well.
It's a permanent life change.
Yes.
Yeah, really changing lives. And where can people see if they want to see what the housing looks like, the flyaway homes? Where can they see those at?
We have a website, flyawayhomes.org.
Okay.
And we have pictures up there of our current project.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about everyone involved, and including the acceptance of the neighbors. You had a press conference to kind of get input from the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were so pleasantly surprised uh-huh. by the reception that they had. We didn't realize, but about a third of the homeless population in the city of Los Angeles lives down in that District 8. And mm-hmm. so the fact that we came in and said that we will house your homeless people and that we will help the people who they interface with on a day-to-day basis mm-hmm. and give them a home really meant a tremendous amount to them, as well as the fact that we're making an investment in their community.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. hopefully we will help improve their community and add to it.
Yeah, so the neighbors were like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Uh-huh.
When we're ready to open it up, you'll get an invitation.
Okay, thank you. Great. Yes. An invitation from Kevin and
yep.
Lori.
Awesome.
All right. Fly Away Homes.